Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Gillenwater here, Russell Road Church. We're glad you've tuned in. We've been talking about valuing people and the importance of that. When you value people, it means you value yourself. When you value yourself, things change.
That's right.
Can't change if you don't value yourself.
Ooh, come on.
Won't be no change. All right. Yeah, that song right there, Your Praise Shall Ever Be on My Lips. That came to my, the day I had my bottom lip removed. Some of you don't know that. I did. Cut off. What you laughing at, Bruce? He's laughing at I had my bottom lip cut off. That's pretty rude, isn't it? No. He's not laughing at that. He's laughing that when that happened, my wife and I went out in the car, and that's what I began to do.
Right.
I started praising God right there.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, I can't sing ever be on my lips. It has to be ever on my lip now. Because I only got one lip left. And I'll tell you what, God's presence was right there.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what you go through. If you know who you are, that's what you'll do. You'll respond in a way that's healthy through Him. Am I making sense?
Yes.
If not, you'll respond in a negative way and you'll go down.
Yes.
And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to press you down. But God is always trying to build you up.
Amen.
And we're on an upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what He's calling us. He calls us upward, higher, right? He wants us to take the high road. Russell Road. Oh, here we go. We're headed on the high road. That's right. Russell Road has the high road.
That's right.
That's for sure. When you understand vision and you understand who you are, you're always on the high road. So we're going to look at the vision, and then we'll look at the Psalm in 119 there, Christina. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Remember, something you don't want to do is forget your testimony. That you have been born again. It may have happened in Bible school when you were 8 years old. We run into kids in the neighborhood, in the community all the time. Oh, I was in Bible school and accepted Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Amen.
That's big right there.
Yep.
That's really big. Because, see, that's where it all starts. That's only the start, the beginning, right? We have to keep growing, though. We have to stay in church. Stay in a Bible-believing church where God can keep prophesying. Remember, He's the prophet. He's the spirit of prophecy over the testimony. You see that? Jesus is the testimony. God's word is prophesied over the testimony. It talks about in Revelation chapter 19. The revelation, not revelations, it's revelation. It's what you see, how you see Jesus. And so that's what's really important is how you see Jesus, your vision. When you see Jesus clearly, You see who you are clearly. And when you have a clear vision of who you are, you're going to know what to say yes to and what to say no to. You're not going to be trying to please everybody. People pleaser. Because people pleasing will get you in trouble. The fear of man is a snare. It traps you, gets you out of the will of God. So we don't want to be people pleasers, right? We want to be God pleasers. And when we please God, He makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. When a man who has pleased the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. That's what we're after. God's ways, God's will. And when you are in that, you begin to see yourself differently. And that's what God wants. He wants you to see yourself the way He sees you. And when you see yourself the way He sees you, you see, that's because you see a clear vision of who He is. And that's what we're coming to here in this church. I've been here for 25 years, and we've been quoting that vision. That's a healthy vision. Amen. That vision gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what keeps me alive and keeps me motivated, right? That's significant right there. Because if you don't have a clear vision, you'll see things wrongly. And it really affects everything. So we're going to talk about that today. Let's go to John chapter 8. Wednesday night I taught a little bit on this. And I'm going to teach a little bit today on it again. It's just something that needs to be understood. Because this idea of condemnation, when we don't understand, we will condemn ourselves. And so when you don't understand, that's what happens. You condemn yourself. And that takes you away from the will of God. So what I'm out to do is help people see that. I've seen people come to church, get baptized, get excited, get involved. And the next thing you know, you can't find them. A lot of times that happens because of self-condemnation. And that's what we don't want. And that's what happens with people get away from the faith. It's through self-condemnation. And that's what we don't want. We don't want to be condemning ourselves. And when we understand this, but it takes growth and maturity to understand that. So we're going to look at this story in John chapter 8. Now let's read this. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him. Now, these people are supposed to be biblically literate and understand. And these people are supposed to, these are leaders. Scribes, these people are documenting this Bible. You see that? Pharisees. You know why they called them Pharisees? Because they were fair. They weren't fair, you see. So they didn't have a clear vision. Now watch. The scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act." Now, what do you think about that? You know what they were doing? They were bringing her to him. They were testing him. They were trying to see what he was going to do and how he was going to respond to this. You see this? And they said that they caught her in the very act. Here's my problem. What are they doing? Peeping? Creeping and peeping. What are they doing? Watching? Huh? That's weird. That's real weird. That's outside the will of God. Way outside the will of God. You thought pornography only went on in our day. It was going on back then too. Y'all all right?
Yep.
Hmm. That's no different than pornography. All right, I'm not going to belabor that. But now look. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. They would kill him for that. You see that? But what do you say? They're trying to catch him, right? Because under Moses, they stoned him to death. Now Jesus under grace and truth. A whole new covenant.
Right.
Now watch. This they said, testing him that they might have something of which to accuse him. So now you see they're trying to accuse him. So this is the accuser working through them. Working through these religious folks. You know what? The enemy uses religious folks. People who are religious, they think they're better. Huh? Or you're not dressed a certain way, or you didn't go here, you don't go there. You see that? And they'll accuse you. That's religious. You see that? That's not a healthy view of people. Come on, am I making sense?
Yes.
That's so important not to be like that. Because if you think you're better than anybody, you've got a big problem.
That's right.
Amen.
Because we're not better than anybody.
Amen.
So that'll come out. That'll come out in your speech and in the way you live your life. How you treat yourself is how others will treat you. Okay. Which to accuse him, but Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. Boy, he had some selective hearing going, didn't he? I love me some Jesus. All those voices speaking, he was listening to one. There's a lot of voices out there. You listen to the wrong voices, you're going in the wrong direction.
Amen.
Come on now. That's why the enemy is after. He's not after your money. He's not after your relationships. He's after your commitment. He wants you to not be committed. Because if you're committed and faithful, you will get to the will of God. And when you're in the will of God, you are putting a stick in his spokes every time you turn around. And I'm out to put a stick in his spokes. How about you?
Come on,
am I making sense?
Yes.
Now, so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them. He raised himself up and said to them. Watch. He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one. They know they was creeping and peeping. Their own conscience. You hear me? They knew it. Beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised him up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman?" That's what I say to Donita sometimes. "Woman?" They said to me on Wednesday night, "Oh, how's that working out for you?" It's working out good. You get me? Look at me. It's working out good. Because we got something going on. Are you with me?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
She might say, "It's working out good, man." She knows she's got her a man.
Yep.
And I know I got me a woman.
That's right.
Amen?
Right.
A godly woman.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a little extra, right?
Right?
Now watch. Where are those accusers of yours Who's the accuser? Remember, whenever you're being accused, it's always another voice. You know what? Sometimes you may be accused and there'll be some truth to it. But you see, they're not the ones supposed to be straightening you out.
Right. That's right.
That's the Holy Spirit's job.
Come on.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
So it's still the wrong voice. You need to be careful with those accusing voices. You ever get around, they're always accusing you of something, or criticizing, or fault finding. You ever get, doesn't that make you feel good? Does it? It's like, come on, man. All right. Where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
You see that?
Yep.
Now here's a woman having sex with somebody. You see that? Because she doesn't know who she is. She's just discovered who she is. Because Jesus said, I don't condemn you.
Yep.
You see that? You can't be not condemned and not be saved. Because
yep.
When you're saved, all condemnation is gone.
Amen.
There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Amen.
She was coming to Christ right there. Jesus said, I do not condemn you.
Hallelujah.
When you understand that, you see, what's the word condemn means? Death sentence. Death sentence, or to forfeit. So others are trying to condemn you. You know why the accusers do that? Because they don't know who they are.
Come on, Lord.
They're believing lies. So they're looking for something to try to get on you. Because they don't feel good about themselves. That's what people that do that are. They're like that. They try to get something on you so they can bring you down to their level. They're always trying to bring you down. God is always trying to raise you up.
Amen.
And that's why we're supposed to build people up.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? Always. Now, go and sin no more. Now, see, he told her. After that, you just don't jump back into that and do it again. Go and sin no more. And we can do that. We don't have to sin. We don't have to practice sin. And that's what he meant, to not practice sin. You don't practice it. If you mess up again, you ask God to forgive you, confess, and you confess your sins, and he is faithful and just. And just.
Forgive you.
Just.
Amen.
See that? He's faithful and just. He's a just God. Remember?
Amen.
Romans 5:1. Therefore, we are justified by faith in God and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The day you got saved, that the gavel came down in the courtroom of heaven. This one, all sins have been exonerated, past, present, future. This one is just. The just shall live by faith. That's you and that's me if you're born again. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So when we get that understanding and we're not condemning ourselves, it frees us to be who God created us to be.
Righteous.
And so now we can value others. But what happens is when you don't stay in church and grow and develop, what happens is you don't mature. It talks about in 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says a novice will go back to condemnation and be disgraced like the devil and be trapped by the devil. See, when you're a novice, you're immature. You don't understand the things of God. So you will condemn yourself. Mm. Am I making sense?
Yes.
This is why you stay in church where the prophecy and the word of God is going over you and you mature and you grow. When you don't grow, you will hurt yourself and destroy yourself. Now, let's look at this. Give me Romans chapter 2. Therefore, You are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you, help me out. Who?
Yourself.
For you who judge practice the same things. You see that? That's why we're not supposed to be judging people. When you judge somebody, you're not the judge.
That's right.
God's the judge.
That's right.
And so, you know what? It's like an automatic thing to judge people. You got to train your mind not to judge people. You see that? You have to train yourself not to be like that. Because you start thinking you're so muchy-much. And you know what? You really are special in the eyes of God.
Amen.
But you got to be humble to understand how special you are.
Amen.
That word special means precious. We're precious in the eyes of God. We're a chosen generation. His own special people. Special. Look at the neighbor next to you and say, you're special. And precious. And precious. Now, think about that. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
That's a good feeling to be special and precious, right? I called a couple up here a couple weeks ago. I said, and they came up here and they were excited. And I said, you guys are precious. And somebody said to me, you just called them precious. I said, I know, and I did it on purpose. Because that's what they are.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Everyone. Everyone. Right. So we don't want to judge people. You know, I've learned that over the years, you just don't judge. Because, you know, when you judge somebody, you actually bring it on yourself. And you'll feel it. You wonder, why am I, I feel heavy. I don't understand. Because you might be judging people. You might be depressed. It's because you're judging people. You see that? If you're depressed, stop judging people. Start seeing them the way God sees them.
That's right.
But you can't do them if you don't stay connected with God.
Right.
He's going to help you see them in a different light.
Yes.
See, he wants you to show up and show them that your God is credible. And if you have a low esteem, value of yourself, you're not going to be able to help anybody. If I go into work and I'm complaining and murmuring and, oh, they're going to ask me to do this today, and I got to do that. It's the same old, same old. If I do that, and every, you know, and the people are, while I'm coming into work, oh, what are they thinking? Oh, man, I want what he has. No, they're thinking, and he's supposed to be a believer? Don't he go to that church? That Russell Road church? I thought they were the high road. He's supposed to be on the high road, right? Make sense? We should walk in there. Here it is. I don't care if you're shoveling manure. I didn't say it, Donnie. I said manure. I don't care if you're shoveling horse manure. Right? You should be happy. Here it is. What's his name again, hon? Upton. Jason Upton said, when you love yourself, you love where you are. And that, you know what? That means anywhere.
Right.
When you love yourself, you can be in a prison cell.
Amen.
And you'll love it because God's presence is there with you.
That's right.
Like Ryan was saying, no matter where you are, God's presence is with
Amen.
You. You see that? When you love yourself, you love where you are. That is so true. And it works that way on your job. You should go in there and you ought to be an expression of joy. You're glad to be there. And you're glad to help and serve other people. That's what you ought to go there to serve other people and serve, right? All right. I don't want to belabor that. We got to keep moving. We got to get the rest of this. Now, so no condemnation, right? Give me the next one. Or give me Romans 8, 1 and 2, or 1, yeah. There is therefore now, when's now?
Now.
Right now, right? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You see that? He's talking about two laws there. There's the law of life in Christ and the law of sin and death. You see that? Sin and death is always going to bring you down. Down. The law of sin and death. So now think about this. So the law of sin and death is always going to push you down. Your esteem must stay down. When you live in that, you don't feel good about who you are. Now listen. Think about this. That's what sin does. It brings you down. But you can confess it and be right back where you belong. That's because you are living in that sin. See, when you try to do things in your flesh, that's what it does. It gets into sin and brings you down. It says in Jeremiah 17, 5, cursed is the man who makes the flesh his strength. For he will be like a shrub planted in the desert and shall not see when good comes. You see, when you're trying to do it in your own strength, it clouds up your vision. You can't see good if it's right on your nose. You can't see it because you're trying to do it in your own strength. You can't do this in your own strength. We need God, right?
Amen.
That's why when you're operating in that law, that's what happens. Now get a hold of this. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says that we're to lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Watch this. That's talking about vision. So we're to lay aside every weight and every sin. Here it is. Sin brings you down like gravity. So does weight. Weight weighs you down like gravity. You hear me? Now catch this. Sin. When we live in sin, it's like it equals unrighteousness. You see that? Sin equals unrighteousness. Weight, the word weight there, equals unwise. You're unwise. It means you're living outside of the wisdom of God. So when you have weight on you, you haven't gotten the wisdom you need to get it off of you. Some of you came in here and you already have something off of you because there's being wisdom spoken over you and it's lifted something off of you.
Amen.
You see this? Weight means unwise.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.